Today's daf is Vachin Daf Yud Aleph, and we are four lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Amid Beis, the two dots, Tanan Hasam. Today's daf is being learned as a schus for Achenu B'nei Yisrael and the Sunu B'Tzara B'Shivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schus Refuah Shloima for Chava Miriam Basmalka Freida and Shloima Ben Chaya Leah. So today's daf is a little bit of a continuation of the previous daf, which discussed the shita of Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah. The Mishnah began, Kol hazvachim shenizbechu shaloy lishmon ksheirin, elo shaloy olu labaylam l'shem chayva, chutz min ha-pesach v'achatos. Rabbi Eliezer said, af ha-osham. And what emerged from the maskana of daf Yurad Mimbeis is that the makar, the shita's Rabbi Eliezer, who adds Asham to the exclusion list of karbonos where a machshava shalei lishma is possible, is a hekesh. The pasuk says kachatos ka'asham, and Rabbi Eliezer said we makish the asham to the chatos. And just like the chatos, based on limudim that we had earlier in the perek, we know that a machshava shalei lishma would make the carbon possible. So too, an asham shalei lishma would be possible as well. So the Gemara today is going to continue discussing the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, and it's going to begin with a Tanan Hasam, which means quoting a Mishnah somewhere else. Where is this somewhere else? It's later in the Masechta on Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis. So just a tiny introduction. One of the psulim that you find in the world of Karbanos is the psul Nichnas. Now, the psul Nichnas is the lesser known of the two psulim that involve taking a chelak of the carbon outside of its mechitza. The better known of those two psulim is the psul yoytze. So, for example, if the dam of a carbon would leave the azara, it would go to the harabayis, it would become pasul. Why? Because it left its mechitza. The dam is supposed to be spritzed on the mizbeach, which is in the azara. That's where it belongs, nowhere else. If it leaves that place, it would become pasul. The reverse, counterintuitively, is true as well. In the event that you have dam that is supposed to be spritzed on the mizbeach that's in the azara, and then it's brought inside the heichal, that dam would become pasul as well. That's known as the psul nichnas. So yoytze is when it leaves its makom, it goes from the place of kedushas hazara to a place of lesser kedusha. Nichnas is when it leaves its makom, but it's considered entering because it entered the heichal. It actually went to a place that is of a greater level of kedusha. Now the makar to this psul is a pasuk in the Torah. It's Vayikra Perik Vav Pasuk Chav Gimel. The pasuk says, "V'chol chatos asher yuva midama el oyel moed l'chaper b'kodesh lo yiseyochel be'esh tisarif." So if you're going to take the dam of a chatos and you're going to bring it into the oyel moed lo yiseyochel be'esh tisarif, it's going to disqualify the entire carbon. Now, notice the pasuk that talks about the psul nichnas is talking specifically about a carbon chatas. So the Mishnah over there, l'kamon daf pei aleph on the base, brings three shittas hatanam, whether or not that psul nichnas is in fact only true for a carbon chatas, or whether it's true for other karbanos, and if it's true for other karbanos, which karbanos. And that's really where today's daf begins. Tanan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah over there, Shei Rabbi Kiva, Im Rabbi Kiva said, kol damim shenichnas ulehechal l'chaper psulim, any dam of a carbon that's supposed to go on the Mizbeach that was in the Azara, that is brought into the Heichal, will become pasul. Meaning, not only the Karban Chatos, Shar Karbonis as well. Now, what is the Makar Teshitas Rabbi Akiva? So, in the Sugi there, it's Mavur, Rashi quotes it, it's because, although the Pasuk itself is talking specifically about a Karban Chatos, but it says, V'chol Chatos, Asher Yuva Midama. The word V'chol is extra, it's coming to be Mar, but not only the Chatos, Shar Karbonis as well. No, the pasuk is talking about a chatas. It's only negei a chatas. Rabbi Eliezer says afa asham. It's not true for all karbanos, but it's also not only true for the chatas. The asham is included as well. Shenemer, because the pasuk says kachatas ka'asham. And this Rabbi Eliezer very much feels like Rabbi Eliezer l'shitasa in our Mishnah, who said lemaskana based on kachatas Ka'asham, that just like a chata shaloi v'shma is pasul, so to an asham shaloi v'shma is going to be pasul as well. So the Gemara dissects this Mishnah a little bit. Bishlami Rabbi Eliezer, Bishlami Rabbi Eliezer, Kedamar Taima. I know his reason. I know why Rabbi Eliezer says it's the chatas and the asham. The pasuk's talking about a chatas, that's why it's by a chatas. And we have a hefkish that says kechatas ka'asham, that's how I know it's true by an asham as well. El Rabbanon, but the Rabbanon, my taimam, why do the Rabbanon hold that it's only true by the Chatas? And the way Rashi explains, the Gemara is not asking why the Rabbanon don't hold like Rabbi Akiva, who says that it's true by all Karbanas. Because the Gemara understands the Rabbanon are not meshubit to Rabbi Akiva's Jerusha. What's his drasha? It says v'chol chatas achayuva midama. Maybe Rabbi Akiva darshins the word v'chol. Maybe the chachamim don't darshin that word. So the Gemara is not even asking that kasha. What the Gemara is asking is Rabbi Eliezer seems to have a very basic hekish. It says kachatas ka'asham. So if there's a hekish between the chatas and the asham, and the pasuk is talking about a chatas, why wouldn't we say that it includes the asham as well? Now the truth is, just to hit the pause button for a second, kan haben shoyl. What do you mean? The chachamim alashita sayu in our Mishnah, where they clearly don't hold of the hekdesh of kechatas ka'asham. The chachamim say that an asham shaloi l'shma is kosher. But we're not makish to a chatas, and we don't say just like the chatas is possible, so too the asham is going to be possible as well. If that's the case, it sounds like the chachamim don't hold of the hekish. If they don't hold of the hekish, so what's the kasha el rabbanon maitaimo? Why are the rabbanon not makish to asham to the chatas with regards to the psul nichnas? If anything, I would look at this mishnah, I wouldn't have any kashas. I would say it's very, very gishmak. I would say there's a machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and the chachamim in the mishnah, where there's a halacha that the Torah said regarding a chatas. Do we apply it to the asham via hekish, or do we not? Rabbi Eliezer says we do, the chachamim say we don't. Oh, it's Rabbi Eliezer and the chachamim l'shita sai in the first Mishnah, Masechet Zevachim, where Rabbi Eliezer says the Asham is possible shaloi l'shma like the Chatos, and the Chachamim say not that way. Now, you also have a third sheet, the Rabbi Akiva, who darshins v'chol, whatever. But the point is, as it relates to the Machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, the Gemara is asking, Elu Rabbanon, my taima, meaning, Rabbi Eliezer, I understand, I don't understand the Rabbanon. No, just like you understand Rabbi Eliezer because he holds of the Hekish, you should understand the Rabbanon. They don't hold of the Hekish, and it's the Rabbanon l'shita sayo. So if you look at the last Rashi on the Yomit, it's clear Rashi was bothered with this kasha. And Rashi says, quote, Havadai iskish ashkam l'chatas. There's no way the Rabbanon completely disregard this hekish. Meaning, it's true in our Mishnah, the Rabbanon don't hold of the hekish. The Rabbanon hold a chatas is pasul shaloi l'shma, but an asher is kosh shaloi l'shma. But at the same time, to say that pshat in the Rabbanon is that they completely disregard the hekish, and now make a Rabbanon l'shitasayu, that the Gemara is not comfortable with, and to the contrary, the Gemara says, I don't understand Shitas HaRabbanon. Why would Rabbanon say that there's no psul nichnas when it comes to an asham? Why are we not makish the asham to the chatas in the same way Rabbi Eliezer was makish the asham to the chatas? Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Rav explained Shitas HaRachamim, and he said, asham nichnas domi lefnim, pasul loy masis amrit. The Rabbanon held that you can't say that there's a psul nichnas when it comes to an asham, kavachamim meyoyla, and it was based on the limud of a kal v'chomer from a carbon oil. How so? Ma oilo shehi kalil nichnas dam lifting shera ma dachta oilo, which is very chamor. Why is it chamor? Because all the basa was burnt on the mizbeach. Still, you find that there's no psul nichnas because if the dam of the oilo would enter, the halach is it would be kosher. Asham she'ine kalil like kolshkein. So an asham which is not as chamor as an oilo, it's not kalil. Certainly, it would not have a psul nichnas. Meaning, in the world of Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, not Rabbi Akiva, the only karbanos that would have a psul nichnas is the chatas and maybe the asham. For sure, the oil not. Now, Rabbi Akiva's shita is all karbanos, but we're not handling shitas Rabbi Akiva. We're acknowledging that it makes sense that the Rabbanon would not hold like Rabbi Akiva. The question is, why only chatas? Why not asham? But even if it would be also asham, it would for sure not be oil, because what's the makar to be marben oil? Only if you hold like Rabbi Akiva would you be mar b'da oila. But in Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanon, where you don't have the riboy of v'chal, for sure you're not going to be mar b'da oila. Tainas Rabba, once the oila doesn't have a psul nichnas, the asham can't have a psul nichnas either. Kal v'chaymer, madach an oila, which is kulay kol, doesn't have a psul nichnas. Well, then certainly the Osham, which is Enoi Kalo, can't have a Psul Nechnasida. But the Gemara says, I don't know if it's a Kalo Chomer, because Malo Oilashkin Enoi Mechaperis. It's true an Oila has a Chomer over an Osham, and that it's Kulo Kalo, but an Osham has a Chomer over an Oila, and that is the Osham is Mechaperis, as opposed to the Oila, which is not Mechaper. And by the way, it's Kedai to speak this out, because we're already 10 days in, even though we know the Oila is Mechaper on Asay, but it's not really Mechaper on Asay. It's only a Doirain, right? It's not really Mechaper. So Osham has a Chomer in that Osham is Mechaper as opposed to Oila. Maybe because it has a Chomer, it's for that reason that you would have a psul nichnas by an Asham, despite the fact that there's no psul nichnas when it comes to an oil. But the Gemara says, minchas choyte toichiach. The mincha that the choyte brought was also brought lekapara, right? That's why it's called a minchas choyte. It's coming to be mechapara on a chet. And there's no psul nichnas with regards to a carbon mincha. Now you're going to say, it's pashut. The psul nichnas is true by dam. What would be the havamina? There should be a psul nichnas when it comes to a mincha. So this is not the time to delve into this, but we know that there was an equivalent thereof in a carbon mincha to a regular carbon, and that is the kaimitz. The kaimitz was to the mincha what the dam was to a zevach. So there could have been a havamina that there should be a psul nichnas on the kaimitz, just like there's a psul nichnas on the dam, but the reality is that there isn't. So says the Gemara, you're going to tell me, maluk oilo shekin eina mechaperes bata ashen, which is mechaper, should have a psul nichnas, minchas choyte teichiach, the minchas choyte is mechaper, and you find that it is not subject to the psul nichnas. In other words, just because something's a mechaper, that in and of itself does not mean that it should be subject to the psul nichnas. Now we're in the middle of the cheshbin, and the Gemara is going to interrupt the program. The Gemara says that, why did the Gemara say minchas choyte teichiach? Why don't we say chatas ha'oiv teichiach? Why did we jump to the mincha? Minchas choyte teichiach. It's an example of a carbon that's mechaper, yet it doesn't have a psul nichnas. You're saying good, but you could have said differently as well. Say chatas ha'oiv teichiach, which is also balach hapara. It's more similar to a zevach, maybe. It has real dam, right? But and still, l'chura, there's no psul nichnas. So the Gemara says the reason is because it's not so pashut. Chatas ha'oiv boyed Rab Abinhi. Because really, Rab Abin l'kamon and Avtzadik Beis Amabeis had a whole suffix whether or not there's a psul nichnas when it comes to chatas ha'oiv. So to say chatas ha'oiv techiach would mean you're getting involved in a big shaila, chakira how you do, and the Gemara is not willing to do that. So it's for that reason, says the Gemara, that you want to know why the Chachamim hold that even though there's a hekesh of kechatas ka'asham, but there's going to be a psul nichnas b'chatas, not going to be a psul nichnas ba'asham, it's kavachomim mei oila. Ma oila shehi kolol nichnas tamal lefnim k'sheira asham she'enei kolol loy kolshkin. What's the kasham? Ma lo oila shekin ena mechaperes. So maybe asham is more chomer. The answer to that is minchas choyte teichiach. Minchas choyte is mechaper, and still you see, there's no psul nichnas. But now we return to our program, back to the cheshbon. Says the Gemara v'lifrach, but I still have a kasha. Malo minchas choyte shekin ena min zevach. A minchas choyte is not a zevach. And being that it's not a zevach, we said it's the equivalent thereof. The koimitz is like the dam, but at the end of the day, it's not a zevach. And being that it's not a zevach, so it could be it's for that reason there's no psul nichnas. Toime ba'asham, where it's a zevach, says the Gemara, oyla teichiach, oyla is a zevach, and there's vayte no psul nichnas. I understand, but oyla is ena mechaperes. I understand, but minchas choyte is mechaper, but that's not a zevach. Yeah, but oila is a zevach. V'chazer adin l'roi zeh k'roi zeh, v'loi roi zeh k'roi zeh, hatzad ha'shava shobahem. What's the tzad ha'shava between a korban oila and a minchas choyte? She'en kochi kadoshim, they're both kochi kadoshim, v'nichnas lifnim k'sherim. And afilu hachi, if the dam or the kaimetz were nichnas, talachas, it's going to be kosher. Afani avi asham, so to albi marba asham, shu kodesh kadoshim, v'nichnas adome lifnim kosher, that too will be kosher as well. So said Rava that the reason the Chachamim did not hold up the Hekish kechatas ka'asham, because as much as it's true, yeah, there is a Hekish, that would seem to suggest that if there's a psul nichas when it comes to a chatas, there should be a psul nichas when it comes to an asham as well. So there's a kal v'chomer based on a tzad ha'shava between the oil and the minchas choyte. And the oil and minchas choyte at the end of the day are both examples of kodesh kedoshim that are not subject to the psul nichnas. Afana ani avi asham, that is also kodesh kadoshim, and it's not going to be subject to the psul nichnas. In other words, the kasha was, let's compare the asham to the chatos. The teretz is, we're not comparing the asham to the chatas, we're comparing it to the oila and to the minchas chayte, and the limud, the kalvachomer from the oila and the minchas chayte is better than the limud, the hekich from the chatas, and it's for that reason the Gemara says, shitas hachachamim is, there's no psal nichnas when it comes to an asham. But the Gemara says, I'm really rubbing me by nishl rav ashi, the lifroich, I have a pircha on the tzad hashavim, not the tzad hashavim, shavah hen, shakin ein lohem kitzva. There's a kula that a korban oila and a minchas chayte has over an asham, and that is ein lohem kitzva. There's no minimum amount of money you had to spend on a carbon oil. If you could buy an animal for an oil at the most discounted price in the world, go for it. Or if you could buy the soilus that was needed for the Minchas Chayte for a very cheap price, that's okay. An Asham had a minimum price, and that is it had to be worth at least 2 Shikle Kesef. So maybe because you find that it has a kitzvah, it's more chomer than the oil on the minchas chayte, and therefore it would have a psul nichnas. And adarabah, based on the hekish of kechatas kashem, it should be subject to the hekish. In other words, we're back where we started, and that is my time of the Rabbanon. What is pshat in the Rabbanon? That the Rabbanon hold is a psul nichnas by chattas, is no psul nichnas by an asham. L'chura, like Rashi said, the last Rashi on Yudam Adays, havadai iskish asham l'chattas. On some level, there has to be a hekish between the asham and the chattas. So if the chattas has a psul nichnas, why does the asham not have a psul nichnas? What are you going to tell me? Because I learned from Oyva and Minchas Chayte based on a Mahatzad / Kavuchimer that it doesn't have a psul nichnas there, so we shouldn't have a psul nichnas here either. Malatzad hashava shebahen shekein ein lahem kitzvah. Toima ba'asham sheyesh lo kitzvah. And if that's the case, you can't learn from there that there shouldn't be a psul nichnas. Adarabah, kechatas ka'asham should teach me that there is a psul nichnas. Says the Gemara, there must be a new reason. Ela hainu tamayad rabban, b'shan rabban is, the Hamakrat, the Pasuk says, v'chol chatas hasheyuva midamah. The word Dhamma teaches me it's Dhamma with a mapike. Dhamma shall zu, v'loi Dhamma shall acha. It's tafke Dhamma, her dam, the chattas is dam. As opposed to of another carbon, as opposed to the dam of an asham, is not going to have the halacha of a psul nichnas. Says the Gemara v'itach. So now, the Rabbanon just said that even though I'm asking, there's a hekish kechatas kashim, but there's a limud, there's a mir minei bay on the parasha that says that the psul nechtas is only true for the chatas, not true for the yasham. So who now needs to explain his position? Rabbi Eliezer said that there's a psul nichnas not only by the chatas but even by the yashim. It's based on a hekish. Well, if there's a miut of dhamma, so what does Rabbi Eliezer do with the miut? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer darshins dhamma v'loi besara, not dhamma shal chatas v'loi dhamma shal yashim, but dhamma shal chatas v'loi besara shal chatas. But enochinami, the yashim is included. It's coming to be mimayit the basar. The psul nichnas is only if the dam is nichnas, not if the basar is nichnas. The idach, how did the Rabbana know to be memayet besara? They're using dama to be memayet asham. How do you know besara? Dam dama. The Rabbana hold that there's 2 miyutim to be had in the word dam dama. And the reason is because if all the Torah wanted to do was be memayet the basar, then it could have just said, v'chol chatas asher yuva midam el oyel moyel v'chaper b'koy d'shloy seyachel. I would know it's the dam and it's not the basar. The fact that we add the mapike at the end of the word dam to make it dama, so that's coming to teach me a new miut, and that is not only dam v'loy basar. For that, I would just need the word dam. The mapike teaches me it's also dama. It's the dam of the chatos, and it's not the dam of the yashim. Says the Gemara v'idach, Rabbi Eliezer, why is he not masking that there's 2 miutim to be had over here? Says the Gemara, dam dama v'loy darish. He held that to make 2 drashas here is not a good drasha. And Pashup Shad is because if the Torah would have said v'chol chatas asher yuva midam eloy amoy l'chaper b'chay d'shloy seyachel, it would be poetically inaccurate. The right way to say it is v'chol chatas asher yuva midam ma. Now, if the whole word is extra, memela, but the word is not extra because I need the word dam to tell me v'loy basa. Once I need the word dam, so then to add the mapike, that's just the dibratari kolashim de'adam. That's just the poetic, appropriate way of saying it. There is only 1 diuk to be had. There's not 2 diukim to be had. And it's for that reason we're mamayit basa, we're not going to be mamayit asham. What's the bottom line? The bottom line is that the Gemara had a nice sushtel to the machlikis Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim in our Mishnah, whether an asham shaloy lishma is possible or not. Rabbi Eliezer holds that Kolas Vachin Chutz Min Ha Pesach VaAchatos, and he added the Asham to the list. Chachamim hold not. The Maskana Daf Yud Amud Beis was that the reason Rabbi Eliezer added the Asham is because of the Hekesh Kechatos Keasham. The Rabbanon clearly don't hold of this Hekesh. At first glance, it would seem that this Machloik is between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim Al Shita Sai regarding the Psul Nichnas, because the Psul Nichnas is mentioned by the Chatas, yet Rabbi Eliezer says it's not only true by the Chatas, it's true by the Yashim as well. And it's based on the Hekish of Kechatas Kasha. The Rabbanon don't hold of the Hekish. So we said, if we were writing the Gemara, we would say, wow, it's so geschmack. Rabbi Eliezer l'shitasai in the first Mishnah in Masechet Zvachim and in the Mishnah later Peyalef on the base holds is a hekesh between Chatas and an Asham. Here he said it regarding Shloi Lishmat. Here he said it regarding Psul Nichnas, and the Chachamim don't hold the hekesh. But the Gemara actually took the opposite approach. The Gemara taught that for sure the Rabbanon on some level must hold it a hekesh. Now why didn't they hold it a hekesh on Yudam and Beis? So Chazi yesterday's daf. But at the end of the day, on some level, for sure, they must have held it a Hekesh. And the Gemara asked it as a kasha, my time in the Rabbanon. If the Rabbanon hold it a Hekesh, so why do they not hold it a Hekesh when it comes to the halacha of Nichnas? And what was the maskana of Gemara? The Gemara said, because it says, Dam, Dama. And from there we learn that it's Davka, Dama, Shal Chatas, V'loi Dama, Shal Asham. And again, the second part of the recap is three shittas regarding the Psul Nichnas. That's in the Furash Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva holds it's true by all karbanis. The Chachamim hold it's true only by the Chatas. Rabbi Eliezer, the Shitasai, that based on the Aleph and Masechet Zvachim holds, if it's true for the Chatas, based on the Hekesh, it's going to be true for the Asham as well. So now the Gemara is going to return to the Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim in our Mishnah. And that is an Asham Shaloi Vashma, Kasher Apostle. According to the Chachamim, it's Kasher. It's included in Kol Azvachim, Shen Nizbuchu Shaloi Vashma, Ksherin, El Shaloi Alu, the Bailam, Shen Chayva. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's included in the exclusions. It's Chutzman HaPesach VaAchatos, and according to Rabbi Eliezer, Asham as well. So from Bishlam, the Rabbanon. Bishlam, according to the Rabbanon that hold that an Asham Shaloi Lishma is kosher. Da Amri Asham Shashochtoi Shaloi Lishma kosher. I know the Iskish Mincha Lichatas Mincha L'Asham. I understand why the Torah was Makish a carbon Mincha to a Chatas, and the Torah was Makish a carbon Mincha to an Asham. So what's the background to the Torah being Makish a Mincha to a Chatas, a Mincha and an Asham? The Tanya Tzibrais Shimon Amir Rav Shimon said, it says in the Torah, Kodesh Kadashim Hi Kachatas Vicha Asham. This is talking about the Mincha. So the Mincha is Kodesh Kadashim. It's like the Chatas, which is Kodesh Kadashim, and it's like the Asham, which is Kodesh Kadashim. Said Rav Shimon, why did the Torah compare the Mincha side to the Chatas and side to the Asham? To teach me. Mincha Schoite Harihi Kachatas. That is a certain Mincha that's like a Chatas. And which is that, the Mincha Schoite? The one that's Baal Chet. It's like the Chatas, which is Baal Chet. Lefichach, it's for that reason, Kimsa Shaloi Lishma Psula. A Chatas Shaloi Lishma, as Pasal says Rav Shimon, a Mincha Schoite with a Kmitza was done Shaloi Lishma. Right? The kmitzas to the mincha, what the shchita is to the zevach, is also going to be possible. Minchas nedav. However, a mincha that's being brought not because somebody did an avera and now he's bringing a mincha to atone for his avera, but rather he's bringing a nedava, a minchas nedava, harei kasham, lefichach, kintza, shaloi lishma, kshera. Therefore, it's going to be treated like a ashan. And an Asham Shaloi Lishma is Kasha, so to the Minchas Adav Shaloi Lishma is going to be Kasha. Elo, the Rabbi Eliezer says, the Gemara Ma'ilchas Iskish Mincha Lichatas and Mincha Lash, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, that even an Asham Shaloi Lishma is possible. So why is the Minchas compared to the Chatas and compared to the Asham? In other words, the Torah says, Kodesh Kedashim Ika Chatas Kasha, the Minchas compared to the Chatas, it's compared to the Asham. What's this all about? Is it the Chatas? Is it the Asham? Clearly, there's a significance in that it's like the Chatas, the significance in that it's like an Asham. So Rav Shimon really addressed it in a Furish and a Braisa. Rav Shimon said that there's a certain mincha that's like a chatas, and then there's a mincha that's like an asham. The mincha schoite is like the chatas, the mincha sadav is like the asham. The main nafgemina, I'll tell you what, if you did the kmitza shaloi lishma, the mincha schoite is like a chatas, therefore, if you do it shaloi lishma, it's possible. Like chatas shaloi lishma is possible. The mincha sadav is like an asham. The main nafgemina, if you did the kmitza shaloi lishma, it's going to be kosher. Like an asham shaloi lishma is kosher. So Rav Shimon said very geschmack why the Torah was makish the mincha to the chatas and the mincha to the asham. It's the gay of the halachas of shaloi lishma. It's based on the chiluk between a chatas and an asham in the sugi of shaloi lishma. A chatas shaloi lishma is possible, an asham shaloi lishma is kosher. But this is all good according to the Rabbanan, the Taka hold that an asham shaloi lishma is kosher. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, that an asham shaloi lishma is oichit possible. So the my hilchasa is kish mincha lechatas and minchas lasham. Sai chatas and sai asham, according to Rabbi Eliezer, are possible shaloi lishma. So you're going to tell me there's a mincha that's like a chatas regarding shaloi lishma, and there's a mincha that's like an asham shaloi lishma? Well, they have the same halacha. They're both possible shaloi. So the Gemara's kasha is, according to Rabbi Eliezer, l'may hilchas ha'iskish mincha l'chatas ha'mincha l'asham. So the Gemara says, l'chi idich the Rav Shimon, that it something that could be explained based on another Rav Shimon. This Rav Shimon is in a Mishnah. This Mishnah is a Masechtas Menachis Tavcha Vavamer Aleph. In the event that a Kohen did a Kmitza with a Mincha and he didn't put the Mincha into a Klisharis. So in a perfect world, after the Kohen does the Kmitza, he would take the Kaimitz, put it into a Klisharis, walk the Klisharis to the Mizbeach, the equivalent of Haylacha, and then be Makdir on the Mizbeach, which is the equivalent of Dizrika. So what would be if the Mincha's Kaimitz was not put in the Klisharis? The Mishnah says Psula. Rab Shimon Machsher, Rab Shimon says it's Kosh. Om Rabbi Breit Rab Chia. My time with the Rab Shimon, what's Pshana Rab Shimon, Amar Kota Pasik, says Kodesh Kadosh, Mika Chatas Vecha Asham. It's because the Torah compared the Mincha to a Chatas and to an Asham. Hey, you know what Rab Shimon held? He held that the Torah is coming to tell me as follows. Sometimes a Mincha is like a Chatas, sometimes it's like an Asham. In the event that the Kohen chooses not to take the Kohenitz and put it into a Klisharis, rather, he's going to be Oyveh Biyad, he's going to do the Halacha, he's going to walk the Kohenitz to the Mizbeach, holding it in his hand, so then he has to hold it with his right hand and do the Akhtara with his right hand, the way you do the Avodah with a Chatas. Bekli, if he chooses to put it in a Kli, then you put it into your left hand, or if you want, you could put it in your left hand, ka'asham, which could be done with your left hand. Now, the truth is, this is a little bit of a chiddush, because usually avodah had to be done with the rechta hand, right? That's the way an avodah had to be done with your yad chashuv, right? That's the way it's supposed to be. Rav Shimon has a shita that only the chatas had to be done with the yad yamin. All the other karbanas were allowed to be done with the yad smah. So said Rav Yehuda Breider Rav Chia, that Rav Shimon, who says that you could take a koimitz of a mincha and put it in a klisharis or not put it in a klisharis. It's kosher even if you don't put it in a klisharis. It's really based on Reb Shimon L'shitasai, who holds that any carbon other than the chatas could be done with the yad smile. And Reb Shimon saw a hekish in the parish of mincha to the chatas and the asham, our pasuk, kodesh kedashim hi, kechatas v'kashim, and he was like puzzled. He said, what's it coming to teach me? He said, you know what's coming to teach me? That a mincha can zayn via chatas, where you would have to do it biyad yamin, or it could be like an asham, where it doesn't have to be done with the yad min, it can be done with the yad smile. What's a talian? It's talian, did you put it into a klisharis? Did you not put it into a klisharis? If you're doing it biyad, it would have to be with the rechta. If you're putting it into the klis, and then you can even hold it with the left hand. But what's the bottom line? What do you see from here? Another application for this hekish of kodesh kedash mikra chatz tika asham. Nothing to do with shaloi lishma, but rather related to doing the avodah with your right hand, doing the avodah with your left hand. And a mincha could be other. It's based on shitas Reb Shimon that only the chatas has to be done with your right hand, and shitas Reb Shimon that the koimitz does not have to be put into a klisharis. But the bottom line is, the Gemara's kasha was, what's Reb Eliezer going to do with the hekish of chatas ka asham? It's not negated shaloi lishma, because the chatas and asham, I have the same halacha regarding shaloi lishma. The teretz is, ein hachinami, it's not negated shaloi lishma. What is a negaya? It's negaya. This halacha of Reb Shimon in the Mishnah. So, if you do a little bit of a sikum, what emerges? What emerges is we have two mahalchim how to understand the hekesh of kodesh kedash mikra chatas v'kashem. Either it's coming to tell me that a mincha sometimes is like a chatas with shaloi lishma is possible, or sometimes it's like an ashem with shaloi lishma is kashem. Depends if it's a mincha chayt, a mincha snedava. Or what's coming to teach me is that a mincha sometimes has to be done with your right hand, and sometimes it can be done with your left hand. What it depends on is, did you put the koimitz into the klisharis, or did you not put the koimitz into the klisharis? Two different mahalchim of why we would compare the minchas either to the chatas or to the asham. What's the problem? The problem is both of these limudim is Reb Shimon. The braisa that the Gemara brought to explain the hekish, which we said would be the way the chachamim would explain it, was a braisa who the Mara, the Shmaita of that price is Reb Shimon, and then the Mishnah that we brought to explain Shitas Rav Eliezer was also Reb Shimon. Right, the Gemara of Reb Shimon, Haikram, Mapaklei Lahachi, Mapaklei Lahachi. What's going on over here? How could Reb Shimon have his cake and eat it too? Right? How could you have two separate limudim from this hekish? So the Gemara says, Eikakra, Lichidirav, Yehuda Brei, the Reb Chiyudasa. Va'oyvam, Reb Shimon held that the Iker Pasik of Kodesh Kedosh Mika Chatzav Kashan is for Reb Yehuda Brei, the Reb Chiyasad, which was the Mishnah. Ba'oyv the Biyad, of the biyamin kechatas, pikli of the besmoil ke asham uminchas chayte the psula shaloi lishma taimachrinahu. And the reason Reb Shimon holds that a minchas chayte is pasul shaloi lishma as opposed to a minchas nedava, which is kosher, is really not based on the hekesh, because the hekesh is taken based on the way he explained his shita in the Mishnah. What is the reason? Very simple. Because chatas, time am I, why is a regular chatas, a carbon chatas, pasul shaloi lishma? The chsivba, because it says chatas who, right? By the chatas nasi, we saw that earlier in the parak. The word who is extra limut to teach me that not only is there a din shaloi lishma, but it's actually ma'aka. Well, minchas chayta na miksiba hi, by the minchas chayta it says chatasi, and it's for that reason Reb Shimon holds that the minchas chayta is going to be pasul. So really, Reb Shimon used the hekesh of kodesh kedoshim mika chatas v'ka'asham to teach me what he taught me in the mission, not in the braisa. How does he know the halach of the braisa, the minchas chayta is pasul as opposed to minchas adav is kasher? It's based on limudim, it's based on the fact that it says he by the minchas chayta, which by the way is the same word, right, who he, but it's the same word that it says regarding the regular carbon chatas. Now, you're going to ask, this is the one loop that the Gemara didn't close, and that is, well, the Braisa said that Reb Shimon learns it from Kodesh Kedoshim Hika Chatas V'Kashim. It didn't say that he learns it from the word he of Chatasi. You have to say that the Gemara just brought the Hekish as an Asmachta Ba'alma. But Enochinami, that's really not his Hekish. Avol Maisa, in terms of whether you're going to darshan the Hekish the way Reb Shimon darshaned it in the Braisa, or you're going to darshan the Hekish the way that Reb Shimon darshaned in the Mishnah, says the Gemara, comes out from the Cheshman, is going to be talking about Chagis Reb Lezen the Chachamim in the Mishnah, another kasha. Well, the Rabbanon, according to the Rabbanon, that hold that an asham shaloi lishma is kasher. My hilchos is kish asham lechatos. With regards to what is it negaya the hekish between the asham and the chatos? Now, this is gishmak. We had two applications for the hekish of kechatos kasham in today's daf. One is our Mishnah shaloi lishma, and the other one is the psal nichnas. Rabbi Eliezer is makish both. The chachamim are not makish anyone, right? Why don't they hold it a hekish regarding shaloi lishma? That's the fiyur on the base. Why don't they hold it a hekish regarding the psal nichnas? Because it says dama with a mapike. The question is, then, if they don't have the hekish for shaloi lishma, and they don't have the hekish with regards to nichnas, so with regards to what do they have the hekish? Now you'll tell me maybe they don't have the hekish. So for the third time, we're going to read the last Rashi on daf yud on the base. Havada iskish asham lechatas. And by the way, the reason it's vada is because the Torah put them together. The Torah said chatas v'chasham. So if the Torah plumps these two things together, there has to be a reason the Torah is doing that. So if there must be some hekish to be had, we're holding strike two already because the two attempts that we had in the Chachamim to apply this hekish fell flat. Rabbi Eliezer knocked out both of them. In a good way, right? He accepted the hekish in both cases. The Chachamim rejected both of them. So l'may nafkimin is there. Hekish says, the Gemara, l'may l'cha, I'll tell you what. Very simple. Poshit mamish. Ma'achatas tuna smicha, afashon ton smicha. Just like achatas requires smicha, so too an asham would require smicha. The Torah says smicha by achat doesn't say smicha by an asham. Do you need smicha by an asham? And if so, how do I know? The answer is yes. How do I know it? I know it based on the hekish. Moving along. So the Mishnah had said, Yosef ben Choyni Oimer, Hanishchotin v'chulu. So Yosef ben Choyni was the third shita that was mentioned in the Mishnah. Right? The four shitas in the Mishnah regarding Shaloi Lishma. The first shita is the shita of the Tanakama, the Halacha, Kol Asvachim Shinizbuchu Shaloi Lishma, Ksherin, Elu Shaloi, Olu Lubaylam, Lashem Choyve, Chutzman, Apesach, Vachat. Rabbi Eliezer was the second shita, who was Moisef Afa Asha. The third shita was Yosef ben Choyni. Yosef ben Choyni agrees with the Tanakama, but he adds a wrinkle. He says that just like a Pesach and a Chatos, Shaloi Lishma Apostle, so too, if you would bring another carbon, Lashem Pesach, and Lashem Chatos, that would be possible. Well, one other thing that we have to mention before we start this next Gemara is that we mentioned, it's before in the Mishnah, that the only time a Pesach Shaloi Lishma is possible is if you brought the Pesach Bizman. So a Pesach whose man is Bein Arbayim, Yud Dalet Nisan after Chatzos, that is the Zman of when you're supposed to bring the carbon Pesach. If the Pesach was brought then, Shaloi Lishma, it's going to be possible. However, a Pesach Shaloi Bizmanoi has a din of a Shlomim, and therefore, Shaloi Lishma, regardless of what the Machshav is, it's going to be kosher. In the same vein, Yosef ben Choyni holds that the only time if somebody would bring a different carbon and it would have a mind l'shem Pesach that it would be possible is if he brought that carbon Yud Dalet Nisan Beinu Arbayim. If, however, he would bring the carbon Shaloi Bizmano and have a mind l'shem Pesach, in that instance, it would not be an issue. Now, as it relates to a Chatas, is a moot point. There's no Zman and no Zman when it comes to a Chatas. Chatas is always Zman. But a Pesach has a very unique time. It's a mitzvah Eseh Shazman Gerama, right? It's brought Dafka Yud Dalet Nisan Bein Arbayim, being that it has a Zman. And just like the Mishnah said, that the Zman is Nogeya on the Pesach Shaloi Gushma level, it's also true in Yosef and Chini's halacha, where someone had a machshava l'shem Pesach. If that carbon was brought bizmana Pesach, that's when it would be a problem. Otherwise, not. So as the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, and said Yosef ben Chayni, Rabbi Eliezer, Amr Davar Echad, that Yosef ben Chayni's chiddush in the Mishnah, you should know. Rabbi Eliezer also holds it at. It's Yosef ben Chayni and Rabbi Eliezer, which is interesting, by the way, because Rabbi Eliezer is one of the four shittas that I mentioned in the Mishnah. Yosef ben Chayni is one of the four shittas that I mentioned in the Mishnah. So this is like a little interesting, but the bottom line is Rabbi Yochanan said that this chiddush of Yosef ben Chayni, Rabbi Eliezer also holds it. Rabbi Amar, Rabbi was chaylik with Rabbi Yochanan. He said Bacher l'shem chatas pligi. That I agree that Rabbi Eliezer holds a little bit of Yosef and Chayni, but not 100%. Rabbi's Moedev and Miktsas. He says that, yeah, Rabbi Eliezer holds of Yosef ben Chayni's halacha when it comes to the carbon Pesach, not, however, when it comes to the Chatas. So if somebody would bring a carbon l'shem Pesach, Yosef ben Chayni holds its puzzle, Rabbi Eliezer would also hold its puzzle, but a carbon l'shem Chatas, where Yosef ben Chayni holds its puzzle, Rabbi Eliezer holds that really it is kosher. Now from here until the two dots, about 10 lines from the top of Daf Yud Aleph on the base, the Gemara is going to bring a brisa. It's going to be a long run on brisa. And in this brisa, we're going to pause, stop. We're going to stop and pause twice, following Rashi's lead, because really it's from this long brisa that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabba are going to extrapolate and demonstrate their respective positions. So we're just going to have a long brisa now, and somehow we're supposed to figure out why the Gemara is bringing this brisa. No, it probably has something to do with the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabba. Look at the Nigin, the Tanya, right? It has something to do with this machlokes that we just mentioned. But we're exactly Rabbi saw his shita, and we're Rabbi Yochanan saw his shita. That's not so clear. Rashi, of course, did the work for us. And the disclaimer before we start this brisa is, it's not the easiest brisa in Shas. Either way, says the Gemara, the Tanya, we learned the brisa. No. So what's the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi? They were arguing whether Rabbi Eliezer, we don't know if you know who this Rabbi Eliezer is yet, but whether Rabbi Eliezer held 100% like Yosef ben Chayni, or whether he held the miktsas like Yosef ben Chayni. He held 100% like Yosef ben Chayni that shar karbonis l'shem Pesach or l'shem Chatas are going to be possible, or he held the miktsas like Yosef ben Chayni that shar karbonis l'shem Pesach are going to be possible, but shar karbonis l'shem Chatas are going to be cautious. It says the Gemara, there's a brisa. A Pesach sha'ovrosh nasoi, a Pesach that is more than a year old. As a result, it's no longer ro'i to be a carbon Pesach. Ushachtoi bizmanoi l'shmoi. And it was brought during this man that you're supposed to bring a carbon Pesach. And it was brought l'shem Pesach. Essentially, this person brought a shlomim l'shem Pesach. I mean, it was a Pesach. Yeah, but we know already. A Pesach she'avra shnasai is a Moiser Pesach, one of the three examples that the Gemara talked about, where it really has a din of a shlomim. So a Pesach she'avra shnasai u'shachtei bizmanei l'shmoi is just like an academic way of saying, someone that's holding a kachem, a shlomim that was brought l'shem Pesach, v'chein ha'sheichet achem l'shem Pesach bizmanei, or much simpler, or if somebody would just bring a carbon other than a Pesach, and he would have in mind l'shem Pesach, Bizman of the Pesach. Rabbi Eliezer place, Rabbi Shua Machsh. Rabbi Eliezer says it's going to be possible. Rabbi Shua says it's going to be kosher. Now, just first things first. It's mefurish here that Rabbi Eliezer holds of Yosef ben Chayni's halacha as it relates to the Pesach, right? That's why there's no debate between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi whether Rabbi Eliezer holds like Yosef ben Chayni regarding Pesach or not. The debate is whether he holds like Yosef ben Chayni regarding Chatas. But regarding Pesach, you can't really have much of a conversation because it's mefurish. Ha Pesach she'avra shnasei, which is a shlomim, u'shachtoi bizmanoi l'shmoi, v'chein ha'sheichet acherim l'shem Pesach bizmanoi, any other carbon that's brought l'shem Pesach, again bizmanoi, Rabbi Eliezer poisel. So it's mefurish. Shar karbonos l'shem Pesach, albeit bizmana Pesach, which we said even Yosef ben Chayni holds it has to be bizmana Pesach, is going to be possible. Rabbi Yeshua says it's kosher. So again, there's no debate with regards to whether Rabbi Eliezer holds like Yosef ben Chayni, whether Machshava was l'shem Pesach, because that's mefurish in the words of Rabbi Eliezer in this price. The debate is going to be, as we're going to see, regarding Chatas. If it's true for Pesach, you could hear it would be true for Chatas as well. Or maybe Chatas is going to be different. Says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yeshua. So again, it was a machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua turned to Rabbi Eliezer and he told him as follows. In B'Shaya Mois Hashanah, She'enoi Kashal B'Shmar. the whole year, not Erev Pesach, where a carbon Pesach is not kosher if it's brought l'shem Pesach, right? If you bring a carbon Pesach l'shem Pesach b'shayim mois hashan, it's possible. Why is it possible? Because sat is man to bring the carbon Pesach. Yet acherim k'sherim l'shmoi. Yet you find that shar karbonos that are brought l'shem Pesach are going to be kosher. And this, Rabbi Yeshua tells Rabbi Eliezer, even your moider too. Because even though Rabbi Eliezer said, shar karbonis that are brought l'shem Pesach, apostle, that's only if it's bizman ha-Pesach, right? It has to be bizmani. The whole Yosef and Chayni is if it's bizman ha-Pesach. But even Rabbi Eliezer agrees, acherim that are brought l'shem Pesach, b'shar yemois hashana, l'sh, halach is it's going to be kosher. So if that's the case, bizmanoi shehu kosher l'shmoi, bizmana pesach, where a pesach l'shmoi is kosher, enoi din shichtra achem l'shmoi, then certainly shar karbonos that are brought l'shem pesach should be kosher as well. So Rabbi Yeshua turns to Rabbi Eliezer and he says, you're saying a chiddush. You're saying that if you bring shar karbonos l'shem pesach bizmana pesach, it's going to be possible. To me, that's inconsistent with the midah of Kal v'chomer. Why? Because madoch, a karbon pesach, where b'shar yemois hashana, if you bring a lishma, it's going to be pasul. Yet shar karbonos that are brought b'shar yemois hashana l'shem Pesach is going to be kosher. So bizmanoi, where even the Pesach is kosher lishma, certainly shar karbonos l'shem Pesach has to be kosher. In other words, what Bishu is proving is that a machshava l'shem Pesach is better bizman ha-Pesach than it is shaloi bizman ha-Pesach. What's the proof? Because a Pesach l'shem Pesach bizman ha-Pesach is kosher. But a Pesach l'shem Pesach shaloi bizman ha-Pesach is pasul. That means a machshava l'shem Pesach bizman ha-Pesach is better than a machshava l'shem Pesach shaloi bizman ha-Pesach. The ray is from the Pesach itself, right? Very partial. Because a Pesach l'shem Pesach bizman ha-Pesach kosher, whereas a Pesach l'shem Pesach shaloi bizman ha-Pesach is pasul. So if you see a machshava l'shem Pesach is better bizman ha-Pesach than shaloi bizman ha-Pesach, then time is Rabbi Yeshua to Rabbi Eliezer, lama machin ha-pash l'kal v'chomer. Shar karbonos that are kosher l'shem Pesach, shaloi bizman ha-Pesach, kal v'chomer has to be kosher l'shem Pesach bizman ha-Pesach. Because again, the machshava of l'shem Pesach bizman ha-Pesach is a better machshava than shaloi bizman ha-Pesach. And if shar karbonos shaloi bizman ha-Pesach is kosher l'shem Pesach, certainly bizman ha-Pesach it has to be kosher. So Rabbi Yeshua, tainis to Rabbi Eliezer, l'chere, your shita is inconsistent with the midah of Kal v'chomer. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer told Rabbi Yeshua that if you're going to make this type of Kal v'chomer, you don't find this every day, but he says, if you're going to make this type of Kal v'chomer, then I'm going to twist the Kal v'chomer a little bit differently, and you're going to see what's going to a result is an outcome that's not tenable, that we both agree is not endless. Because oy chiluf advar, I can use your logic and I can flip this Kal v'chomer in a way that, again, we won't be able to live with. How so? We'll say as follows. Uma in b'shayu mois hashanu she'enoi kosher l'shmoi kosher. We're going to say that madach a carbon pesach where b'shar yemois hashana. If you shecht l'shem pesach, the halacha is that it's pasul. Yet kosher hu l'shem acherim. The halacha is that if you would shecht it l'shem acherim, it would be kosher. Well, then bizmanoi shehu kosher l'shmoi, a pesach bizmanoi which is kosher l'shmoi, einoi din sheyuchshel l'shem acherim, then certainly it should be kosher l'shem acherim as well. Says Rabbi Eliezer, let's entertain this kal v'chomer. A pesach b'shar yemois hashana, if you shecht it l'shma, it's pasul, right? Why is it pasul? Because a pesach l'shem pesach is only kosher bizman a pesach. If you bring a pesach l'shem Pesach, shaloi bizman ha-Pesach, the halacha is, kemuvon, it's going to be pasul. Yet, if you bring a Pesach, shaloi bizman ha-Pesach, shaloi l'shma, what's the halacha? Then the halacha is, it's kosher. So, why don't we then make a Kal v'chomer and say that If so, a Pesach bismanoi, which is kosher lishma, should certainly be kosher shaloi lishma. In other words, you see that a Pesach bismanoi is more mukhshir to be kosher than a Pesach shaloi bismanoi, right? Where do you see that? Because a Pesach bismanoi lishma is kosher, a Pesach shaloi bismanoi lishma is pasul. So a Pesach bismanoi is more mukhshir to be kosher than a Pesach shaloi bismanoi. So why don't we say that if a Pesach shaloi bismanoi shaloi lishma is kosher, and why is that? Because a Pesach shaloi bismanoi is not a Pesach. And it's so shlomim, and for that reason, a shlomim shloi lishma is kosher. But the point is, if a Pesach shloi bismanoi shloi lishma is kosher, then certainly a Pesach bismanoi shloi lishma should be kosher. And of course, we know that's not the case, right? The yuchshir Pesach barba also shloi lishma. Right? Are you going to tell me that that's the case? Of course you can't say that. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer told Rabbi Shua, you're telling me based on the midah of Kal v'chomer that you are able to prove that a machshava l'shem Pesach is a better machshava l'shma than it is shaloi l'shma. Than it is shaloi b'zman ha-Pesach. Right? A machshava l'shem Pesach is a better machshava b'zman ha-Pesach than it is shaloi b'zman ha-Pesach. Where do you see that? Because a Pesach b'zman ha-Pesach l'shma is kosher, and shaloi b'zman ha-Pesach is kosher. And based on that, you want to make a kal v'chomer that shar karbonis that are kosher l'shem Pesach shaloi bismana Pesach certainly should be kosher bismana Pesach. That's the point. But it's based on a hanocha. What's the hanocha? That a machshava l'shem Pesach is better bismana Pesach than it is shaloi bismana Pesach. Well, if that's the case, Tainus Rabbi Eliezer, I'll just flip around the cards a little bit and I'll tell you a Pesach bismana is for sure better than a Pesach shaloi bismana. Where do you see that? Because a Pesach lishma bismana is kosher, and a Pesach lishma shaloi bismana is kosher. So lama machin akal v'chomer, and lama zogin, if that's the case, if Pesach shaloi bismanoi shaloi lishma is kosher, then certainly Pesach bismanoi shaloi lishma should be kosher. Yet we know that a Pesach bismanoi shaloi lishma is possible. And again, it's not the same kal v'chomer that Rabbi Eliezer is responding to Rabbi Yeshua to, but it's eerily similar. You're telling me that based on the relationship between a Pesach bismanoi and a Pesach shaloi bismanoi, you can extrapolate that a machshava l'shem Pesach is better bismana Pesach than shaloi bismana Pesach, and based on that you want to be mechadesh halacha. Well, I can also extrapolate from the relationship between a Pesach bismanoi and a Pesach shaloi bismanoi that a Pesach bismanoi is just better than a Pesach shaloi bismanoi. So let's extrapolate based on the same exact logic that a Pesach shaloi lishma bismanoi should have to be kosher. Because if a shaloi bismanoi is kosher, then certainly bismanoi is kosher. And you agree that that's not the case. Well, if that's true, then obviously there's some flaw with your kal v'chomer. So again, Rabbi Eliezer didn't address what the flaw with Rabbi Shua's kal v'chomer is, but he proved to him that you can't make such a kal v'chomer. Because if you're going to make this kal v'chomer, you're going to have to make the other kal v'chomer, and the other kal v'chomer is not really an option. But Rabbi Eliezer continued, and Rabbi Eliezer said, now let me frag up the kal v'chomer. Again, what's Rabbi Shua's kal v'chomer? Rabbi Shua's kal v'chomer is that you see a machshava l'shem Pesach is better bismanoi than it is shaloi bismanoi. Where do you see it? From the Pesach. Because a Pesach bismanoi l'shem Pesach is kosher. A Pesach shaloi bismanoi l'shem Pesach is pasul. So a machshava l'shem Pesach bismanoi is better than a machshava l'shem Pesach shaloi bismanoi. So if a chirin shar karbonos l'shem Pesach shaloi bismanoi is kosher, kal v'chomer shar karbonos l'shem Pesach bismanoi, which is better, has to be kosher as well. So now Rabbi Eliezer is going to hack up the kal v'chomer itself. He says, "Mali huchshiru acherim b'shayim ois hashana l'shmoi." It could be, although it's true that shar karbonos are kosher l'shem Pesach b'shayim ois hashana, but it's only shekein hu kosher l'shem acherim, because the Karban Pesach itself, if you would shech shaloi bizman ha-Pesach, l'shem shar karbonis would be kosher. The reason is because it's not a Pesach, it's a shlom. Aber the yuchshir acherim bizmanoi l'shmoi, does it make sense then to apply and to say that shar karbonis bizman ha-Pesach would also be kosher l'shmo? Shekenu pasul l'shem acherim. I don't know, because a Pesach l'shem shar karbonis bizman ha-Pesach is actually pasul. So it's very, very awesome. And Rashi doesn't explain so much either. But what Rabbi Eliezer's timing is that at the end of the day, there's a flaw in what you're saying. Again, Till now, Rabbi Eliezer just said that if you're going to darshan your kal v'chaim, you have to darshan my kal v'chaim. But now he's talking to the actual kal v'chaim. And what he's telling the kal v'chaim is as follows. What he's saying is that it could be there's a relationship between machshava shaloi v'shma, what you're being mechashiv in, whether or not that should impact the carbon that you're bringing right now. Two, had you been bringing the carbon that you were thinking about right now, what would be the status of that carbon? So it could be that the reason shar karbonos l'shem pesach b'shayim mois hashana is kosher is because pesach b'shayim mois hashana shaloi v'shma is kosher. But shar karbonos l'shem pesach b'zman ha-pesach will be pasul because pesach b'zman ha-pesach l'shar karbonos is also going to be pasul. So at the end of the day, there's a major svara to be mechalek between shar karbonos l'shem pesach b'shayim mois hashana versus shar karbonos l'shem pesach b'zman ha-pesach. And the reason is because could be there's a relationship. It could be there's an inherent relationship between whether or not this machshava should passel this carbon, and what would be if I was bringing that carbon that I was mechashev about in an oifen of shaloi l'shma right now. So again, shar karbonos l'shem pesach b'shayim mois hashana, tainas Rabbi Eliezer, will be kosher because pesach shaloi l'shma good for b'shayim mois hashana is going to be kosher. Why is the pesach b'shayim mois hashana shaloi l'shma kosher? Because it's a shlomo shaloi l'shma is kosher. A b'toymar b'zmanoi, where a pesach b'zmanoi shaloi l'shma is possible. So it could be shar karbonos l'shem pesach Bismanoi is going to be possible as well. Now, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says that this taina was number one. It was like a response, hit the ball over the net to Rabbi Yeshua's Kavuchaymer, like a pirchan of Kavuchaymer. But also, Rashi has one very important line, and this is the first time we're going to pause in the middle of the brisa, and that is this is also taima de Rabbi Eliezer. This is also taima de Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer just gave you his explanation. He just gave you his hesber. Why does Rabbi Eliezer hold that if you bring shar kabanos l'shem pesach, the halach is it's going to be possible b'zman ha-pesach? Because if you do a pesach shaloi l'shma right now b'zman ha-pesach, it would be a problem. So just like if you were bringing that carbon that you'd be mechashev in shaloi l'shma, it'd be a problem. If you bring another carbon, you mechashev l'shem that, it's also going to be a problem. Zok, Rabbi Yochanan. Again, this is the first pause. That Yosef ben Choyni v'Rabbi Eliezer amru davar echad. That I see from Rabbi Eliezer and the Brisa that he holds like Yosef ben Choyni. Now we said the first line of the Brisa you see already, Moedav Miktsas. You see that he holds like Yosef ben Choyni regarding Shar Karbanos L'Shem Pesach. He said, I'm a furish. But Mechatesi holds like him 100%. Maybe he only holds like him with regards to Pesach. Evshinish regarding Chatas. And Rab is the next Shita. Rab Taka says, Bacherim L'shem Chatas Pligi. He's not him 100%. He disagrees as it relates to Chatas. Says Rabbi Yochanan, you know what? My Makar is where Rashi speaks it out. Right here. Says Rabbi Yochanan, my Makar is from the time of Rabbi Eliezer. Because Rabbi Eliezer explained himself. Rabbi Eliezer said there's a relationship between if I would bring this carbon, Shaloi L'shma would be possible. Then if I bring another carbon and I'm mechashev l'shem that carbon, it's also going to be possible. That's the reason Rabbi Eliezer holds that if you bring shar karbonis b'zman ha-pesach l'shem pesach, it's going to be possible. Well, if it's true for the pesach, it should be true for the chatas as well. What's the difference? There's no inherent reason to be mechal between a pesach and a chatas. And if it's going to be true for the pesach, it should be true for the chatas. That is meiridik. That is the reason, said Rabbi Yochanan, that I know that Rabbi Eliezer said his halacha not only with regards to the pesach, even though in the brisa it's only by the pesach. A bezil baser taima. Look at his reason. If his reason is mali huchshru acherim b'shayim mois hashana l'shmoi shekain hu kashu l'shem acherim v'yuchshru acherim b'smani l'shmoi shekain pasulu l'shem acherim. Right, whatever that means. But the bottom line is, what he seems to be saying is, there's a relationship between if I would bring this carbon shaloi l'shma, it's possible. Well, then if I'm a chashav l'shem, that has to be possible. Well, if I would bring that carbon, it would be kosher. Then if I'm a chashav l'shem, that it's going to be kosher. If that's pshat and Rabbi Eliezer, why acherim l'shem pesach b'zman ha-pesach is possible? Then it has to be true for the chatas as well. There's no svar to be mechalik between the pesach and the chatas. But again, we just hit the pause button. In the middle of the Brisa continues. And the Brisa says, Amalei Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua told Rabbi Eliezer another time. He came from another angle. He said, Im kein oi bazoi, hayurata koyach pesach, v'nosata koyach dishlam. He said, I have another problem with what you're doing here. And the reason I have a problem with what you're doing here is because what's going to emerge is that in a way, a shlomim is going to be more chamor then a Pesach to a certain degree as it relates to Shaloi L'shma. And that can't be. Because, I mean, learn the first 10 blad in Zvachim. Pesach is more chamer than Shlomim when it comes to Shaloi L'shma. And based on what you're saying, I don't know. I'm not so sure. I have a Hechetimtza where a Pesach is actually more kuludik than a Shlomim. How is that? If you bring a Shlomim bizman ha-Pesach, l'shem Pesach, it's possible. But if you bring a Pesach bizman ha-Shlomim l'shem Shlomim, it's going to be kosher. A Shlomim bizman ha-Pesach l'shem Pesach, that's going to be a problem. A Pesach bizman ha-Shlomim l'shem Shlomim, meaning a Pesach shaloi bizman ha-Pesach, we're going to call that a zman of Shlomim, that is a Shlomim, and it's for that reason it's going to be kosher. Now, we understand why, but says Rabbi Shua, I'm very uncomfortable with this. And he says, that's why I don't like your halacha, Rabbi Eliezer. So the Braisa continues, it says, Chaz Rabbi Eliezer v'doni denach. So Rabbi Eliezer went, and he attacked this from another angle. He said, Matzino Moiser Pesach Bashlam. He said, we find that Moiser Pesach is Bashlam. Right, we know that. Different examples of what Moiser Pesach means, but a Moiser Pesach is brought as a Shlam. But if a Moiser Shlam is Pesach, there's no such thing as like a leftover Shlam is going to be brought as a Pesach. So said Rabbi Eliezer, if that's the case, Lama Machna Kalvachem. Uma Pesach Shem Moiser Bashlam. Madacha Pesach. The Moisar, the Pesach is Bazar Shlomim. Meaning there's a Sheiches between a Pesach and a Shlomim. What's the Sheiches? Pesach has a little Shlomim in it. Because Moisar Pesach is a Shlomim. Shochte Bismanoi Lishom Shlomim Pasol. Still you find that if you shechted it Bismanoi Lishom Shlomim, it's going to be Pasol. So Shlomim, She'im Moisar about Pesach. Shlomim, we don't find this din that the Moisar of a Shlomim can be brought as a Pesach. Im Shochte L'Shem Pesach Bismanoi Inid Din She'i Psulim. Then certainly if you would bring it L'Shem Pesach Bisman HaPesach, Taloch is it should be Pasol. Says Rabbi Eliezer, that if a Pesach bizman ha-Pesach l'shem Shlomim is possible, then a Shlomim bizman ha-Pesach l'shem Pesach has to be possible. And the reason is because the Pesach has more of a shaychus to the Shlomim than the Shlomim has to the Pesach. Meaning, a Pesach l'shem Shlomim is less of a foreign machshava than is a Shlomim l'shem Pesach. And the reason is because every Pesach has in it some Shlomim. V'har raya, Moiser Pesach is Shlomim. But there's no such halach in the reverse. So Pesach l'shem Shlomim is a machshava shaloi v'shma bizman ha-Pesach, then certainly a Shlomim l'shem Pesach should have to be a machshava shaloi v'shma l'shem Pesach. Now, not to go too crazy, but the Achrayim have a little bit of a problem with this part of the Braisa. Because it feels a little bit, just from the flow of the Braisa, that Chazer Rabbi Eliezer v'donei denachar was in response to what Yeshua told him. Right? Initially, Rabbi Eliezer came with his cheshbon. He says, it's very simple. If Pesach shaloi l'shma right now would be possible, then if I'm l'chash, if something else l'shem Pesach, it's also going to be possible. What did Rabbi Yeshua tell him? Im kein hayrata koyach Pesach v'nasata koyach b'shlam. You came up with hechatim, so with shlam, if it's more chama shaloi l'shma than Pesach, and that can't be based on the limudim. So comes Rabbi Eliezer, says, okay, I hear, Chaz Rabbi Eliezer v'donei denachar. Let me attack it from somewhere else. And he comes with a nice taina. Moise Pesach is Shlomim, Moise Shlomim is not Pesach. So if the Shlomim is a bad machshava, klapi the Pesach, kavuchem the Pesach, klapi the Shlomim. I hear, but you didn't answer Rabbi Yeshua's problem. You still have the same anomaly that Rabbi Yeshua, for some reason, has an issue with. Im kein hayrat koyach Pesach v'nasat koyach v'shlom. Either way, for this already, this is extra credit. I am Bachreinim. But either way, so what's Rabbi Eliezer's version 2.0's mekar to his halacha? He's not just saying that if a Pesach shloi l'shma is possible, then if you mechashav l'shem Pesach, it should be possible as well. He comes with a whole blitz. Motzinu moise Pesach b'shlomim. And still a Shlomim is a machshava hapoiselas. Then kavuchaymer, where Moshe Shlomim is not a Pesach, that a Shlomim l'shem Pesach would be a machshava hapoiselas. Only Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua told Rabbi Eliezer, Matzinu Moshe Chattas Ba'ayla. He said, let me ask you a question. You find that Moshe Chattas is Ba'ayla. Now what's the case of Moshe Chattas Ba'ayla? So Rashi gives us a whole case. But there's a time where a Chattas would sometimes not be brought as a chatas, but instead they would wait for it to get a mum, and then they would redeem it, and they would take the money for kitzah mizbech, right? For times that the mizbech was idols, like this, there's always going to be activity on the mizbech. It's an example of moiser chatas that's being brought idol. Abavei moiser oilo b'chatas. Yet, moiser oilo is never brought as a chatas. A chatas can be an oilo, oilo can be brought as a chatas. So says Rabbi Shua, according to your logic, Rabbi Eliezer, why don't we make the following kavul chaymer? Ma chatas shem moisro ba oilo shachtel shem oilo psulo. Ma doch a chatas, where moisro is oilo, means it has a connection to an oilo. Yet chatas shem oilo is possible. So oilo shem moisro ba chatas, an oilo where you don't find that the moisro oilo is a chatas shachtel shem chatas zedin shle psulo. It should come out, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that an oilo shem chatas should be possible. I never heard of such a thing. According according to your svara of why you're arguing now that the Shlomim L'shem Pesach is possible, it should come out that Oilu L'shem Chatos should also be possible. And I never heard that an Oilu L'shem Chatos should be possible. And really, based on the methodology, it's the same thing. The same Kavu Chaymer you have from Moisa Pesach Ba Shlomim to Moisa Shlomim Einoi Ba Pesach, you have from Moisa Chatos Ba Oilu. Now let's hit the pause button for the second time right now. And here we're going to introduce Rabba's Shita. Says Rabba, one second. I don't understand. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that holds that what Rabbi Eliezer said is halacha of Shlomim L'Shem Pesach, he didn't only mean Shlomim L'Shem Pesach. He really meant Yosef and Chayni. He meant that bring that Pesach Echatos Shaloi L'Shma is possible. So if you would bring Shar Karbonos L'Shem Pesach Echatos, it would be possible as well. Now he said it by Pesach. Yosef Ben Choyni said it by Pesach and Chatos. No. But he meant it by Chatos as well. Well, if that's the case, so what's Rabbi Yeshua's Taina? And at the very least, Rabbi Eliezer right now should say, of course, Rabbi Yeshua, I hold that it's true L'Shem Chatos also. Avada, just like L'Shem Pesach is a Machshava Apiselos, L'Shem Chatos is also a Machshava Apiselos. But Rabbi Yeshua didn't think that that was what Rabbi Eliezer held. And Rabbi Eliezer himself didn't respond that way. Says Rashi, this was Rabbi's Haychach. This is all part of the Detanya. This is the Teresh Shabbat that's going on in this Gemara. This is where Rabbi saw in this Braisa that when Rabbi Eliezer said his halacha, he only meant to L'Shem Pesach. He actually did not mean it L'Shem Chatos. Either way, so what did Rabbi Eliezer yes respond? Again, Rabbi's Raya is from what Rabbi Eliezer didn't respond. What did Rabbi Eliezer, yes or something? Rabbi Eliezer lie. He said it's not a tzushtal. You can't compare the Moiser Pesach Shlomim to the Moiser Chatos Oilo. Why? Because loyim amrit pechatos. When it comes to the Chatos, shekein k'sheru l'shma kolash anakula. It could be the reason that an Oilo is not possible when you're mechashav l'shem Chatos is because a Chatos is kosher l'shma the whole year. Being that a chatas itself is kosher l'shma the whole year, so it could be a machshava l'shem chatas is not such a machshava apiselos. Toimer bePesach as opposed to a Pesach she'enoi kosher l'shma elu bezmane. Where a machshava l'shem Pesach, a Pesach l'shem Pesach is only kosher bezmane. Right, chatas l'shem chatas is kosher the whole year, but Pesach l'shem Pesach is only kosher bezman ha-Pesach. So hayu v'hu pasul l'shma. Being that you find that the machshava itself is so limited, even when you're bringing a Pesach l'shem Pesach, it's only kosher during 6 hours a year, mamish. So din husha yipaslach erim l'shmoy. So it's more of a svara that it should be a machshava pisalus regarding other things as well. So this is already a very nuanced chiluk. But either way, Rabbi Eliezer tells Rabbi Yeshua that it could be a machshava l'shem Pesach is more of a machshava apiselos than a machshava l'shem chatos, and the reason is because Pesach, even Pesach l'shem Pesach, you find is so limited in terms of when it's going to be a kosher and machshava. It's only bezman Pesach, but chatos l'shem chatos, that's kosher the whole year. So a machshava of l'shem chatos is more of a kosher and machshava than a machshava l'shem Pesach. Where do you see it in Pesach l'shem Pesach and chatos l'shem chatos respectively? So it's for that reason it could be there's a chilek between a l'shem Pesach, which would be a problem, l'shem chatos not. And again, you see it. Mefurish Rabbi Eliezer's response, what Rabbi held, and that is that even Rabbi Eliezer only said his halacha when we're dealing with L'Shem Pesach, as opposed to when you're dealing with L'Shem Chatos. Again, as promised, this is not the easiest price in Shas, but the bottom line is that we have here Shitas Rabbi Eliezer that is in line with the Shita of Yosef ben Choyni in the Mishnah. Yosef ben Choyni said that just like a Pesach and a Chatos Shaloi L'Shma is possible, so too if you would bring Shar Kabanos L'Shem Pesach and L'Shem Chatos, it would be possible as well. Turns out we have a Rabbi Eliezer in a Braisa, in a hard Braisa, where Rabbi Eliezer said Mefurish Yosef ben Choyni Zalacha regarding Pesach. And there was a Machlokes HaMayram, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabba, whether Rabbi Eliezer, who said his Zalacha regarding Chatos, regarding Pesach, did he mean it also regarding Chatos, or did he mean it only regarding Pesach? Rabbi Yochanan said, he's Mamash Yosef ben Choyni. In fact, Yosef ben Choyni v'Rabbi Eliezer Amru Davarecha. Rabbi said, no, he meant it only regarding Pesach. He didn't mean it regarding Chatos. Where did Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi respectively get their Shita? It was from the Shakla V'Tarya in the back and forth between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua in this price that we will not recap. But the point is, if you really just want to identify the punchline regarding the Sikkum, Rabbi Yochanan was focusing on the first exchange between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi was focusing on the second exchange. Right in the middle of the Braisa, you have Chazer Rabbi Eliezer v'donoy denacher. All of a sudden, he comes with like a tzveit din. He comes from a whole nother angle. Rabbi Yochanan extrapolated his shita from the Reisha, the initial din between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, Rabba from the Din Acher. Either way, we're going to finish now this last Gemara that's going to take us to the second Mishnah already here in the Masechta. So moving along. The Mishnah had said, Shimon Achi Azariah Oimer. Shimon Achi Azariah was the fourth sheet in the Mishnah. What did Shimon Achi Azariah say? Shachton l'shem gevoyah mehem ksheirim, l'shem namach mehem psulim. In the event that a carbon was brought shaloi l'shma, if it was brought shaloi l'shma, but the carbon that you had in mind was l'shem gevoyah, it was a carbon that has more kedusha, it's going to be kosher. If it's a lesser kedusha, it's going to be possible. And he gave two examples. Ketzad, kachim kedushim sheshachton l'shem kachim kalin. That's l'shem namach psulim. Kachim kalim sheshachton l'shem kachim kedushim. That's l'shem gavaya ksherim. Habachor v'hamaiser sheshachton l'shem shlomim. That's gavayin ksherim. Shlomim sheshachton l'shem bechor l'shem maiser. That's namach psulim is going to be possible. Says the Gemara. Ashi masni mishmei de Rav Yochanan. V'rav Acha brei de Rava mas. So some said in the name Rabbi Yochanan, others said in the name Rabbi Yane. What did they say? My time is the Shimon Achi Azariah. What is Pshat in Shimon Achi Azariah? What's his makard? Amakra, it's based on the following pasuk. It says, "V'leichalu as kachuk in Israel, is Asher yorimu l'Hashem." Now we saw already on Daf Gimel Amud Beis that this pasuk is related to the halachas of Shaloi L'Shma. Right? This was the Ela Amar Rava. This is the makar to Rav's halacha of Chatos L'Shem Oilus possible L'Shem Chulin as kachur. That mina machrba the loy mina loy machrba because kachur mechalun kachur ve'in chulin mechalun kachur. It's this pasuk. But either way, this is the way. The Amiram said Shimon Achi Azariah darshin this pasuk. B'mura mehen e mischalalim, b'namuch mehen mischalalim. V'lo yichalalu as kodshe b'nei Yisrael. Eis ashe yorimu l'Hashem. Yorimu is miloshin rom, rom v'nisa, right? Rom means it's hoyach, it's more. So in the event that you had a machshava, but the machshava was for more, then v'lo yichalalu. It's not machal. It's not considered a machshava ha'pais nevas. If it's not yorimu, it's not muchmehem, then it's going to be a problem. This is the makar. Says the makar, v'ay lach yudas, but really, is this pasuk coming to teach me this halacha? V'am yiboy lach yudashmai, I need to teach you shmul this halacha. Dama shmul shmul said, l'may no oichal esat tevel, shehu b'miso. How do you know that if somebody eats tevel, he's chayev miso, right? Someone eats tevel, he's chayev miso midei shamay. What's the makar? So shmul said, it's not that from this pasuk. Shenema v'lo yichalu as kachi b'nei Yisrael, eis asher yorimu l'Hashem. And he learned it's talking not about kachim, it's actually talking about truma, ba'asidim litroim hakosam medaber. And the pasuk is talking about something that in the future is asher yorimu l'Hashem, and already there's an issur v'lo yichalalu to teach me that if you have something from where in the future you're going to be marfis truma, now already there's an issur to go ahead and to eat. But what do you see from here? Basidim litroim hakosav medaber. That's what this pasuk is coming to teach me. So how could you tell me the pasuk is coming to teach me Shimon Achi Azariah? I needed to know the issur or the chiyam misa b'day shemayim fetevel. So, but the Gemara says in Cain, if this is all the pasuk was coming to say, then lichtev kra asher hurmu. Let it say asher humu lashon avar. My asher yorimu shmami notarti. It's coming to teach me both. The point is as follows. From the fact that it says the Lashon of Yorimu, that's me Lashon Rum, bigger. That's how I know Shimon Achi Azariah. But from the fact that it says it in the future tense, Yorimu, not Hormu, that's how I know about something that we're going to do in the future. And it's from there I know the halacha that there's a Chiyam Misa B'dei Shamayim as relates to Tevel. By the way, if you're wondering, here the Gemara brought two drushes from the Leichalos Kachi B'nei Yisrael Eisashay Yerimu L'Hashem on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. We just chazed it a second ago. We learned the halach of Kachi Mechalim, Kachi Meichul, Mechalim, Kachi. It's nice to skash on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Snok the Gemara. Moving along. By Rab Zeira. Rab Zeira had any boy. Had to understand Pasha Pshat and Shimon Achi Azariah. Again, what are his words? L'shem Gavoya Kosher, L'shem Namuch Pasal. Now, we know that Kosher can mean kosher umiratza. Kosher can mean kosher. The ain umiratza. This is Rab Zeira Shai. So Rab Zeira wanted to know, ksherim the ain miratzen, when Shimon Achi Azariah said that if you're mechashav l'shem gavoya, it's kosher, he meant, being that it's shaloi l'shma, avada, it's not miratza, but it's kosher, in contrast to l'shem namach, where it's actually going to be possible. Now, if that's what he holds, b'chi poli b'chadabalik, that means he's arguing with the chachamim regarding one thing. Meaning, he agrees l'shem gavoya is kosher ve'ena miratza. Where's he arguing l'shem namach? Whereas the chachamim say that's also kosher ve'ena miratza. Chachamim don't discriminate between l'shem gavoya and l'shem namach. Shimon Achi Azariah says, no, it's going to be possible. Maybe Shimon Achi Azariah holds L'shem Gavaya, it's kosher umiratza. L'shem Namelche, it's possible. Ubatarti Pligi, he comes out, he's arguing with both. Because according to the Chachamim, it's always kosher and umiratza. According to Shimon Achi Azariah, if it's L'shem Gavaya, it's kosher umiratza. If it's L'shem Namelche, it's possible. It's actually never kosher and umiratza. So Batarti Pligi, Amrabayas, Abayas said, V'itei Merab Zrika. Some say it was Rab Zrika that said, right, that's a good name in Kachem. Toshma, I'll bring you a raya. From the Mishnah itself, Habachar v'hamaiser she shachton l'shem shlomim ksherim. Right? Shimon Achi Azariah gave two examples. One example was kachim gadashim l'shem kachim kalim l'shem kachim gadashim. The other example was shlomim l'shem b'chayr u'maiser u'b'chayr u'maiser l'shem shlom. Now that second example, Habachar v'hamaiser she shachton l'shem shlom is going to be kosher. Shlomim she shachton l'shem b'chayr l'shem maiser b'sulim is going to be possible. Now, if you're going to tell me that when we say kosher, it means it's kosher meratza, meaning habachar v'hamaiser sheshachton l'shem shlomim kosher umeratza b'chor. And by the way, meiser as well. Baritzuyeyu are they shayach to ritzui? There's no ritzui by a bechor and a meiser. It's a gift that you give a kohen. It's matnas kuna. That's what it is. There's no element of ritzui. So when Shimon Achi Azariah gave in his second example of l'shem gavaya bechor and meiser sheshacht l'shem shom k'sherim, what did he mean when he said k'sherim? He for sure meant k'sherim ve'meratzin. You know why? Because there's no shayla even. Because there's no such thing as ritzui. So for sure he means k'sherim ve'meratzin. No, mid the sefer k'sherim ve'meratzin. So if the case of l'shem gavaya of bechor and meiser sheshacht l'shem shlomim is a case of ksherim ve'ein meratzin, then certainly reisha nami of kachet kalim l'shem kachet kadoshim should be ksherim ve'ein meratzin. It should also be a case of ksherim ve'ein meratzin. Meaning the case of b'chor ma'aser sheshachton l'shem shlomim is for sure ksherim ve'ein meratzin. There's no bayi rab zera there because there is no ritzoi by a b'chor and a ma'aser. So if that's the case, be consistent. And we should assume that kachim kalosh and kachim kadoshim is also going to be kosher the emirats. But the Gemara says, midi iria mehechetesi, hakid isa, hakid isa. Maybe when we say kosher regarding b'chor and ma'aser, sheshachton l'shem kshamim, being that enochi nami, it's impossible to have a ritzoi because it's not a carbon that's even subject to the laws of ritzoi. So the kosher means kosher ve'en emirats. But were you shayach to ritzoi, hakid isa. Avada, maybe it would be ritzoi. Ella says the Gemara, Michael Mashmon. So if that's the case, why did we even mention that case? In other words, the Gemara in the follow-up is explaining a little bit better what the original question was, right? Signun hashas. Sometimes from the follow-up question, you understand what the original question was. The original question of the Gemara wasn't just, oh, what do you mean? You see, b'chayr and meiser sheshachtu l'shem shlomim is kosher. So probably kachim kalim l'shem kachim kadoshim is also kosher. Ve'enem eratzer, right? The raya was as follows. The raya was, why did Shimon Achi Azariah need two examples of l'shem gavaya? One example was kachim kalim l'shem kachim kadoshim. And the second example was ab'chayr v'meiser sheshachtu l'shem shlomim. One example would be enough. Tainas the Gemara, fire. Bishloima, if you're going to tell me that Bechor and Maiser Sheshachton L'Shem Shlomim is Megala on how to understand Kachim Kalum L'Shem Kachim Gedashim. It's Gevalt. Bechor and Maiser L'Shem Shlomim has to be Kosher of the Enem Eratza. Why? Because there is no Ritzoy. So Bozevik Yilalzeh Kachim Kalum Sheshachton L'Shem Kachim Gedashim also means Enem Eratza and will be patient Rav Zera Zibaya. But if you're going to tell me that really it's not necessarily Megala because maybe Hakid the Isa. Well, if that's the case, then my kamashmal, what is the chiddush? Why mention a second case? Now you'll tell me, gavoya v'namach kamashmal on. Maybe you're coming to tell me the ikra alocha of gavoya and namach. Tanina, that's the first case in the Mishnah. Ketzah kachim kadashim sheshachtim l'shem kachim kalim. So the Gemara says, no, really, hakadis v'hakadis. And the reason we mention the case of b'chayr ma'isel l'shem shlom is not to be megala and how to understand kachim kalim l'shem kachim kadashim. Ah, you want to know why we mentioned it? I'll tell you. Because ma'ado teim ich volt gavolt ma'is. Maybe when you're dealing with kachim kadoshim and kachim kalim, where they're so different, there's a musig of gavaya namoch. Aval kalim v'kalim loy. But if you have two levels of kalim, shlomim, which is a type of kachim kalim, and b'chayr ma'is v'hem, which is also a type of Kachim Kalam. Maybe those are all the same thing. Maybe it's not even the same level. It's not a different level. And therefore, it doesn't pass within the world of Kachim Kalam, Gavoya and Namach. There would have been mocking to say the whole concept of Gavoya and Namach is only within the same class. So within the world of Kachim Kadashim, or within the world of Kachim Kalam, then you could have it. So maybe that's the chiddush. But the Gemara says, I know this from a different Mishnah. A Mishnah will come on that pay tesam and aleph. The Mishnah over there says, Shlomim Koidmin Asabachar. So Mishnah is talking about the kind that two karbonis do the avodah with. Which comes first? So it says the Mishnah, the Shlomim comes before the Bechar, because the Shlomim required 4 matonos of dam on the Mizbeach. Additionally, it required smicha, unesach, and betruvas chaz v'shoik, as opposed to the Bechar. But what do you see from that? You see that the Shlomim has more Kedusha than the Bechar, from the fact that it comes before the Bechar. So I know already that the Shlomim is on a higher level than the Bechar, and even though they're both Kachim Kalim, but within the world of Kachim Kalim, there's subcategories. So you can't tell me the reason Shimon Achi Azariah mentioned another example of Bechar, Meiser, and Shlomim is to teach me that. So why do you even have to mention? The Gemara says, the Iker Makar of there being nuances and levels within the world of Kachim Kalam is the Mishnah and Zvach and Abayz Barach. And that's why Shimon Achi Azari told us what he told us. He holds as a chil between L'shem Gavoya and L'shem Namuch, and the way he set it up was, number one, if you have Kachim Kalim and Kachim Kadashim, or even within the world of Kachim Kalam itself, there's a musig of levels, where you could have levels of Kachim Kalam. Don't I know that from a Mishnah later? Yeah, it's an idea that repeats itself in another Mishnah, but this is the Iker place. And by the way, this is the first Mishnah in the Mizrach. Does it make sense this would be the Iker place? Over there, we're going through all the different karbanas and the Seder HaKedima, what comes first? So in the world of Kedima, we mentioned that the Shlomim comes before the Bechar, but there it's not being mentioned to tell me there's a chiluk between the Shlomim and the Bechar. It's just Nogeya. It's a nafkamina in the world of Kedima of Karbanas. But the real place that we're coming to mention that chiluk, that within Kachim Kalam there are levels, that's Shimon Achi Azariah, and that's why he mentioned that case, not to be Megala on Rab Zeira's Ibaya. And really, if you think about it, the Gemara comes out with an Ibaya to Leivshita. So for sure, Rab Zeira holds that Shimon Achi Azariah Shita is L'shem Namuch is going to be Pasul. What he wasn't sure about was L'shem Gavaya, which is Kosher. Is it Kosher the Inu Meratza, or is it going to be Kosher Umeratza? So the truth is, today was a tough daf, and Baruch Hashem, we battled through. So I think we're going to leave the raid on the table. We'll save it, Be'ezer Hashem. But just to end with one Ha'ara, because we just finished, really, the first Chelek here of Mesecht Zvachim, and that is, I was discussing with my son, Shlomo Zalman, over Yontif, that the first Rashi in the Mesechta, Kol hazvachim shenizbechu shaloi v'shman k'sherin, ela shaloi olu l'baylam l'shem chayva. Zok Rashi. Kol hazvachim shenizbechu shaloi v'shman, shenishchat oyla l'shem shlomim. So Rashi says, what does it mean? A zevach that was brought shaloi l'shma, you brought an oyla l'shem shlomim. Shalachayr, etzarech bir, oyla l'shem shlomim mechateisi. There's so many different variables. There's so many different ways that you can concoct a carbon shaloi l'shma. Mehechateisi. What does Rashi want? How did he know to say shenishchat oyla l'shem shlomim? So Shlomo Zalman Taina Razai. Number one, Rashi is coming to teach you Rav's halacha and Daf Gimel that the mina machreba, the lav mina loy machreba. Kachim mechalim kachim, veichulim mechalim kachim. Meaning, the first thing Rashi is telling you is that you know what it means to bring a carbon shaloy l'shma. You have to think about another carbon, because if you're not going to think about another carbon, you're only going to think l'shem chulin. Well, that in and of itself is not going to be a machshava shaloy l'shma. So it's shenishchat oyla l'shem shlom, as opposed to just not l'shem oyla. It has to be l'shem kachim, because kachim mechalim kachim, ve'en chulim mechalim kachim. Another thing that Rashi is coming to say is that when the Mishnah says kol hazvachim shenishbuchu shaloi l'shman, it means shinui kodesh. You say, of course it means shinui kodesh. No, it's not true, because really the laws of shaloi l'shma are negeya shinui kodesh, and they're also negeya shinui bailam. I am the first Tosfos in the Masechta, where Tosfos is not sure how to learn Pashim Shana in the Mishnah. Is the Mishnah only talking about shinui kodesh, or is it talking about shinui kodesh and shinui? So for sure, Rashi is saying that as well. Right, so there's two easy, low-hanging fruit that Rashi is coming to tell me. Number one, it's a shinui kodesh. And number two, it has to be a machshava l'shem kachim. But if it's a machshava l'shem chulin, kachim mechalim kachim, ve'en chulin mechalim kachim, the mina machreba, the lav mina loy machreba, aval adayin tzarech bir. Why would Rashi say, oyla l'shem shlomim? So the pshat azai. The pshat is because Rashi wants, is coming to be mefarish the sheet of the Tanakhama. The sheet of the Tanakhama is his unique sheet. It's the loy ke Shimon Achi Azarya, who holds that l'shem namuch mehen, it's going to be possible. If the Tanakhama is mechulik with Shimon Achi Azarya, and he holds that when it's l'shem namuch mehen, it's really going to be kosher, so it behooves him to give me a case where it's l'shem namuch. So it makes perfect sense why Rashi would pick a case of l'shem namuch. But even in l'shem namuch, Rashi didn't have to pick oila, right? He could have picked chatos. He could have picked Ashim, right? The normal case of l'shem namach would be kachem kadoshim l'shem kachem kala. But you have the chatos and the Ashim. Now, why couldn't Rashi say chatos? He couldn't say chatos because chatos shaloi l'shma is posel. It's not kosher. Okay, why couldn't Rashi say Ashim? I'll tell you why. Because when the Mishnah says kol azvachem shenizbuchu shaloi l'shman k'sherin ella, that line of the Mishnah is shita satanakam. It's also shita Rabbi Eliezer. Read the Mishnah. Kol hazvachim shenizbuchu shaloi l'shman k'sherin ela shaloi olu l'baylon l'shem chayva chutz min ha-pesach v'ha-chatos. Rabbi Eliezer oimer afa osham. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer is also leveraging that first line of the Masechta. Kol hazvachim shenizbuchu shaloi l'shman k'sherin has to shtim with the Tanakama, who holds chutz min ha-pesach v'ha-chatos, and with Rabbi Eliezer, who holds chutz min ha-pesach v'ha-chatos, and afa osham. If Rashi wants to tell me a case of l'shem namuch, because he wants to go lafuke from Shimon Achi Azarya, well, Rashi only has one example that he can give. It has to be the oila. It can't be the chatos, because everybody holds the chatos as poshul. It's not true, kol hazvachim shenizbuchu shaloi l'shman k'sherin chatos, because that's in the ela. Right, that's the chutz min ha-pesach v'ha-chatos. Rashi can't say osham because that's in Rabbi Eliezer's chutz. So this line of kol hazvachim shenizbuchu shaloi l'shman k'sherim can't be osham alibi de Rabbi Eliezer. And the Tana, the Mishnah, is talking sai shitas ha-tana kam in this line and shitas Rabbi Eliezer. So the only one of the kachi kadoshims that are available is oila. Oila l'shem what? Oila l'shem shlomi, want it to be kachim kam. That's why Rashi said shenishchat oila l'shem shlomi. So nachamo, why did Rashi says shenishchat oila l'shem shlomi? First of all, Rashi is coming to teach me that it's shini kodesh, not shini bayo. That's Tosfos Sofik, right in the beginning of the Masechta. Number two, it has to be l'shem kachim, because kachim mechalim, kachim echulim mechalim, kachim. Rav's man on daf gimel amarav. But also, what after you learn through the four shitas in the Mishnah, Rashi, the Tanakam is coming lafukeyu. It's coming lafuke Shimon Achi Azarya. Where does Shimon Achi Azarya argue with the Mishnah, with the Tanakama? Where he argues with the Tanakama is l'shem noch. Now, by the way, does he argue with l'shem gavaya also? That's Rav Zeira Zibaya. It's in Yubayit Lehivshita. So it's in Yubayit Lehivshita. We're not going to get involved in Yubayit Lehivshita. The only thing we know for sure that he's mechulik in is l'shem noch. Shimon Achi Azarya holds l'shem noch is possible. The Tanakama holds l'shem noch is going to be kosher. So you want to bring out the chiddish of kol hazvachim shenizbuchu shaloi l'shman k'sherim in light of all the shittas in the Mishnah, the one shitta you have to talk to is Shimon Achi Azarya. Right, this line is the Tanakama and Rabbi Eliezer. Yosef ben Chayni is talking b'chlal about where you had a machshava l'shem something else. That's not this Indian. So really, you're talking to Shimon Achi Azarya. So you want to bring out that it's going to be true even l'shem namach. What is l'shem namach? Kachi kadoshim l'shem kachim kalim. Kachi kadoshim kachim kalim. Okay, so what are my options here? My options are, right, what's kachi kadoshim? It could be a chatas, it could be an asham. It could be an oil, it could be a mincha, right? We're not talking about a mincha, that's easy. Kol hazvachim, right? So mincha's off the table. Chatas, no, it's chutz min ha-chatas. Asham, Rabbi Eliezer's talking also, and he said chutz min ha-asham. The only thing it could be is an oil, l'shem shlomim. That's why Rashi said, oil, l'shem shlomim, l'chayra, emes, klar, galant, the Eresh, the Rashi, here in the Masechta.